News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea Reber here in studio with Allison Prince from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, today we are talking about the State Employee Charitable Campaign, which started September 1st, but ends October 31st. We have about a month left. Let's just kind of catch up on all of that.
Yeah, so this is our State Employee Charitable Campaign is the campaign for any state employees in our region. United Way of the Brazos Valley is the campaign manager, so we help facilitate that at all of the different facilities across the state or across the region, and that includes all of Texas A&M University as well as the system, and then any other state agencies. So people might think, oh, those are in Austin where all those headquarters are, and that's true. That's where a lot of them are, but there are quite a few state agencies, whether headquartered here because they're part of the A&M system or other entities like Texas Department of Criminal Justice. There are three or four units throughout our region. So all of their employees, Department of State Health Services, Health and Human Services Commission, TxDOT, DPS, all of those state employees, this is your opportunity to give back to your community and make a contribution. So like you said, it's kicked off September 1st and it goes until October 1st. So we're about halfway through of the campaign so far.
Okay. And so somebody's listening and they're saying, hey, that's me, Texas A&M or DPS or whatever, one of the ones you just listed. How can they give back?
Yeah, so this is the only opportunity for state employees to make a pledged gift through payroll deduction. There also will be fundraisers. Departments will be doing fundraisers at different places. We hear all sorts of really fun, creative things that are going on. I know Evans Library has a cool fundraiser that I heard about recently, and there's lots of fun ones going on. But you make a payroll deduction pledge, check with your HR department because each one's going to be a little bit different. A&M, you go through, I think it's called single sign-on. Other departments will either use paper pledge forms or they'll have an online pledge out portal or something like that. And this is the cool thing about SECC is that it's a 100% designated gift. So there are hundreds of charities across the state as well as across the nation that have applied to be included on the listing. And here locally, we review all of the applications for all of our local organizations that apply. And then through a local employee committee, they approve that and are included on those lists. So you have to designate your gift. You can designate to United Way of the Brazos Valley, and we very much appreciate any gifts, but you can also designate to any charity of your choice that's in that listing. You can also do a split designation, so give half your money here, half it somewhere else. And it's just a really cool way to make an impact in the organizations that you feel really, really passionate about. So far this year, we're about halfway through. Our numbers are a couple weeks old because it takes a few weeks for all of the numbers to funnel back to us and get turned in. But we're trending ahead of where we were at this time last year. The State Employee Charitable Campaign last year raised just over $540,000, which is pretty amazing here locally. Several million across the entire state. I probably have those numbers here in front of me, but I can't find them right off the top of my head. I want to say it was something like, oh, last year was just under $8.5 million across the state.
Great.
So you're part of something really big, and it shows the collective power of groups of people when they come together and give together and what can be done. So just a couple more weeks. Our goal is $570,000 here locally for the State Employee Charitable Campaign. So help make a contribution and improve your community.
Can people choose how much they donate from their paycheck?
Or
is there a certain amount?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, so we say it's similar to the United Way Community Campaign that no gift is too small or too big. We have donors of $1 a week. We have donors of $5 a week, of $1,000 a year, $5,000 a year, whatever fits your budget. It's not necessarily about what we would like to see. It's about what's significant to you. So you have to look at your budget and at your giving ability and say, this is something I feel passionate about, so I'm willing to make this significant contribution. Whatever significant is to you is significant to us. Because it's not just about your one $5 gift. It's about everybody that comes together. And we have some organizations that our partner organizations through our United Way work as well, that they get quite a bit of money. I mean, we do too. We get thousands of dollars a year. And it means so much to us because this is money that we can further our mission and further our work and make an impact in our community.
And then when it comes to donating, is it throughout the next year? What is that pledge? What's the length of time?
Yeah, so you make your pledge right now and it begins being deducted from your paycheck January 1st through December 31st.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so October 31st is the deadline.
It is the deadline.
And what do people need to do? You talked about talking with their HR department, but do they also need to register somewhere online through you guys?
Nope. They just have to either fill out their paper pledge or go online through single sign-on for A&M employees or through the other outlets that other departments will have. Fill out their information. It will all get back to us and we will get it processed.
Great. And then for more information on United Way,
of course, you can always check us out at uwbv.org. O-R-G. That came out weird. Or on our Facebook page.
Thanks again to Allison Prince from United Way of the Brazos Valley for joining us today. Every Monday, you can hear United Way of the Brazos Valley interviews here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And we archive the interviews online at WTAW.com.